My name is Collis Stoll.
I'm sorry.
I can give you the spelling when I hand this over. It's easier. My grandparents built a log cabin in Lancaster in 1938, and it faces the Franconia Range, including Pondicherry. So I'm here to speak directly to the applicants. I'm diametrically opposed to this project for several reasons, perhaps the most obvious of which is the reason that appears to be the most oft ignored by Hydro-Québec, Eversource, lobbyists, and politicians promoting the project. Permanent or long-term ecological damage to pristine public and private lands for the primary economic benefit of a select few, namely the project's initiators and supporters. Let's be clear. The residents and property owners of the North Country opposed to this project, and we are legion, gain nothing but headaches plummeting property values and future nostalgia over what once was. Under the proposed plan, high-tension wires strung on towers reaching up to 130 feet through Coos, Grafton, and Carroll counties will permanently scar the landscape. These scars will be both visible and hidden and will be much more expensive and painful to try and heal in the future.
And ask you to go slow, okay? Because they're trying to take it down.
Okay. Sure,
and I'm going to hand it to her. Okay. I understand, but they still have to take it down.
All right. The irony in this equation is Shakespearean in scope. Hydro-Québec and Eversource broker a mutually beneficial deal that will make them hundreds of millions of dollars over several years, but spare Eversource customers north of the notches the benefits of the lower cost energy being transported across their front lawns. During the presentation tonight, we heard a lot about several claimed benefits, including clean energy, which is a bit of a misnomer, because if you flood several thousand acres of peat bogs and wetlands, you're covering a carbon sink. So the carbon sequestration, which would minimize greenhouse gases, is prohibited by flooding it in order to create this. So it's not really clean energy that in that term. I'm all for clean energy, but there's a problem with that.
You know,
second of all, you talk about increasing jobs. Well, I'm all for increasing jobs, but when you're talking about jobs that are going to be kind of part-time because they're going to go on during the construction project and you can't give any concrete answer to that, that's going to raise some questions. You talk about lowering taxes and community funding. Well, is that going to happen if we're only stuck at a memorandum of understanding for 7 years and we don't have the actual agreement? I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that probably most of the people in this audience don't care about the profit margins for Eversource. They don't care about the profit margins for Hydro-Québec. What they care about is what makes the North Country the North Country, the beauty of the landscape. So I'm going to go out on a limb also, and I'd say that I'm probably not the only person here that would prefer that you take your $4 billion Ford New Hampshire plan and bury it. Bury it, and the tidal wave of opposition will likely dissipate. Bury it or bag it.
Okay, next is Mike Sterling.